El Dilem got the Mayim HaKaymus. We're going to be discussing the topic today, Be'ezus Hashem, of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So there was a few Mayim HaKaymus, and the amazing thing is that on this topic, there's actually no Gemara. There's no Gemara that talks about this topic. You have to go straight to the Rishayim, bring it up. And the Rif, one of the earliest Rishayim, the Rif in Pesachim in the third parak, brings down a Yerushalmi that says, "Amar Rabbi Levi, ha'oichel matzah b'erev Pesach, kibo al arusasoi bebeis chamav." Somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's as if he has bia with his fiance, with his arusa, while they're in the father-in-law's house, which is obviously not a good thing. V'haba al arusasoi bebeis chamav loike. The Rif adds on the end of the Yerushalmi. If somebody does that, so he gets malchus. So, Malkus sounds like we're dealing with an Isser Doraisa. An Isser Doraisa. What is the Isser Doraisa? We have to figure it out. Because you look at Chumash, L'chayra, there's no Isser Doraisa to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. What's going on? Question number one. And question number two, it sounds very severe. It's like somebody who had bia with his arusa in his father-in-law's house before they actually had the Kedushin. That sounds very extreme. Is that really what it's like? What's the pshat? It's very hard to understand. We don't find that type of muscle usually given in most areas of halacha. So what's going on here? Now, just to point out, the Rif, he's bringing this Yerushalmi, he doesn't actually tell us when this halacha applies. He just says Erev Pesach. That's the Lashon. I'm looking at the Gemara inside. Ochel matzah b'Erev Pesach. That's all it says. When's Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, does it start? Does it start with beer chametz? When does it start? Does it start alois, nates, the night before? What's the halacha? So, being that there's no Gemara, the Rishonim are just discussing the shita of the Rif, the words of the Rif. And Lamaisa, the Ran on the page, brings a Balamar. He says like this, Kasav Razal Levi, the Balamar says that this, that it's usher to eat matzah Erev Pesach, it's only Mishesh Shaisu Lamala. Sheishayis ulamala from 6 hours and on. But until sheishayis is mutter. Why? What's the pshat? What's the chiluk? Before chatzayis, after chatzayis, what's the chiluk? Zak de balamar, the pshat is, because bishas iser chametz, chayli iser matzah. It's only usher ti matzah when it's usher ti chametz. What's the logic in that? What's the pshat? It's difficult to understand. What's the, if I have chametz. So I know I'm not eating chametz, but this is matzah, it's not chametz. Why should it be usher to eat matzah because now it's the zman that it's usher to eat chametz? What shaykhs? The two l'chayra have no shaykhs to each other. What's pshat in this balamar? Typical balamar to understand. We'll try to explain it. But the Ramban, before even trying to explain the balamar, he just says, listen, balamar, you make no sense. Learn the Yerushalmi inside. You go through the whole Yerushalmi and you see that Yerushalmi is talking about an Isser of the entire day. We're not only talking about just Sheishai Sulamala. How do I know? Because the Gemara talks about the Hanhagis of the various Tanoim. It talks about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what would he do? Rebbe, what would he do? Rabbi Shimon Levi, what would he do? Rabbi Levi, what would he do? It goes through each of these Tanoim. What would they do on Erev Pesach? Would they eat matzah? Would they eat chametz? How long would they eat? When and where are they coming from? So, in the discussion, it says, Mefurish, that he says, on Erev Pesach, he wouldn't eat any chametz. And he wouldn't eat any matzah. Lashon of the Rishami. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Ben chametz, Ben matzah, Osir. You can't have either one. And the Gemara is Mamshich. Rebbe, Lohaya Ochel, Lo chametz, Velo matzah. Lo matzah, why wouldn't he eat matzah? He wouldn't eat matzah. Because of the fact that it says, if you're ochel matzah on Erev Pesach, it's bol arusasu beis chamav. He wouldn't eat chametz because you can't have chametz at the time when you're shechting karmen Pesach. So therefore, you see that these tanoim, they wouldn't eat matzah, they wouldn't eat chametz the whole day. And now listen to the end, the clincher. How do we know it's the whole day? Maybe it's only part of the day. Is anybody here a Bukhar? I think you're a Bukhar, no? Not a Bukhar?
I'm the only
Bukhar?
Boy, I'm not a Bukhar though.
Oh, no, you're a Bukhar. The only boy, right? I hear Victor. But no, you're a Bukhar. So you have Tainus Bukharism over here coming up, Erev Pesach. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that you know why Rebbe wasn't eating? It's not because of these halachas. That's not the pshat. The Talmidim got it wrong. They thought it was because of these halachas. That's not really the pshat. Really, the pshat is, Dr. Gemara, the Yushalmi, Metaritz, the Haba Bechor. And the minig of Klai Yisrael is that the Bechoris fast on our pace. That's like it says in Masechet Seferim. So therefore, since he was a Bechor, that's why he wasn't eating. Dr. Ramban, you see clearly that when we're talking about not eating, we're talking about not eating the whole day. Because they said that, no, the reason why I wasn't eating was that you're fasting because of Bechor. Fasting is the whole day. It's not just half the day, not just the second half of the day, right? So therefore, it's like their mind, the raya that you cannot eat matzah the entire day based on this Yerushalmi. Now, I think I know what some of you guys are thinking. You guys think like this. Wait a second. Yerushalmi doesn't say because of time is Bechorim. If he wasn't eating the whole day because of time is Bechorim, so then maybe that means that based on the Yerushalmi of matzah on Erev Pesach, maybe you are allowed to eat, you know, half the day. It's only the second half of the day, right? You guys got that difficulty in the Ramban? So the pshat is like this. Rebbe's behavior was the same from beginning to end. He didn't eat whenever it was. We're trying to figure out when that was. So initially we thought it was because of the din of Rabbi Levi, that it's a kibbol arisoso beis chamot. And then we said, no, that's not why he didn't eat. The reason why he didn't eat was because of Tainus Bechorim. So the Ramban saying, Tainus Bechorim was for sure the whole day, right? So if I thought he didn't eat originally because of Rabbi Levi, because of Bola or Sosa Beis Chamov, so it must be also that's talking about the whole day. Otherwise, I would never get the two confused. I can't say, maybe he was fasting. It's not Nagir if he was eating in the morning, right? So it must be that we originally thought not eating the whole day based on this din of Rabbi Levi, no eating matzah, b'chlal, the whole day Erev Pesach. The Gemara in Yerushalmi continues and says, Rabbi Tanchuma, there's a famous Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, it's a Rabbi Tanchuma in Yerushalmi, he says, Lominada, Elad Rebbe Istinis Hava. He was Istinis, which means he was unlike most of us. And if he would eat a little bit during the day, he would not be able to eat that night. So since he wouldn't be able to eat that night because he ate during the day, that's why he didn't eat during the day. That's the Yerushalmi. He didn't eat during the day because he wanted to have an appetite. He wanted to be very hungry for the matzah. You know those guys that they get like a special, you know, they had in these programs, all you can eat at Papagayo was the prize. So the whole day, they don't eat anything beforehand, right? Why? You want to be able to enjoy it. It's geschmack, right? All you can eat, all the meats. Teretz is, Dr. Rebbe, that's what we need to do, Erev Pesach. There's a mitzvah to eat one day a year. One, I would say like this, not one day a year, but one mitzvah that we have, Bizman HaZeh, one mitzvah in Kol Dar Kula that we have, Bizman HaZeh, is to eat matzah. There's no other mitzvah achila. There's no other mitzvah of eating other than matzah. On Shabbos, there's
being an Erev Yom Kippur is not a doraisa.
Right, so on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat, but there's no specific mitzvah to eat a certain food. A specific eating of food is only matzah. There's no other one. Bez Hashem, the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt. We'll have more. We'll have Bez Hashem. Soon.
Amen.
Right? What?
Amen.
Amen. Bez Hashem, right? So it's going to be rebuilt soon. We'll have Karban Pesach. We'll have Karban Chagiga. We'll get some grillers, Bez Hashem. Shragi, you have a question?
Yeah. In Purim, it's a mitzvah to be with Simcha, and they said to be with Simcha is to Basar Yayin. So it's technically, like, we are specifying on Basar Yayin mitzvah.
Right, that's a good aura. Vigda has a good point that it's not Doraisa, but in addition, besides the fact it's not Doraisa, L'chaira, it's a different lumdus. What's the lumdus on Purim? And even on Yom Tov, ain't Simcha L'Basar Yayin, right? The mitzvah is not eating. The mitzvah is Simcha. How do I get there? Through these means, through these medium. Oh, very good, Danny. I like that, right? Exactly. The Shagas Aryeh goes so far as to say that, let's say you get Simcha from something else, right? Let's say you're similar to a woman, for example, and you get simcha from new clothing. So then that's how you can do it. Hey, where's the meat? Where's the yayin? No, there's no mitzvah of eating per se. The mitzvah is biba simcha. The way to do that is through eating, for most men, I would say. But very good point, Draghi. So al kaparim, we're getting ready for this night when we have a mitzvah to eat a food. We don't have that opportunity any other time. And therefore, Dr. Rebbe, I'm not going to eat beforehand because I want to come in with a good appetite. I want to be hungry. Oh, you'll enjoy it more. Now, getting back to our discussion, the Ramban is pointing out based on this that the Isser to eat is the whole day. It's not just, like the Balamar says, half the day. Now, the Ran himself, it sounds like he wants to, you know, bring the Ramban. It sounds like he likes the Ramban. He was a Talmud of the Ramban. It's Geshmak. But he says, you know, I don't know if I could prove that Cheshbin of the Ramban. I don't know if I could prove that old Cheshbin from the Yishalmi. It's Geshmak. But Lamaisa, I want to say, he says like this. He says, let's discuss the Lundus over here for a second. What's the Lundus? What did the Baal Amor say? The Baal Amor said only half a day. Why? Because Isser Chametz, Isser Pesach. What Shaykhis? What does Isser Chametz and Isser Pesach have to do with each other? The word is like this. What did we say? We said that the word is he wants to have a mitzvah of eating. He wants to be hungry for the mitzvah of eating. When does the mitzvah of eating start? The mitzvah of eating matzah is not relevant today, for example, right? For Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So therefore, if there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, maybe there's no iser to eat matzah, which will, which will enhance my appetite. Maybe the vart of eating matzah with an appetite, Zakt Baal Amar, only is shayach once I'm already in the zone of matzah. How do I get into the zone of matzah? The way I get into the zone of matzah is that chametz is usher, right? On Erev Pesach, there's a certain time that chametz becomes usher. Now it's the time that I'm in the zone of matzah. But before that, Zakt Baal Amar is not nagia. Where do we find a similar thing? We had in Sukkah. Let's say Lagabi the Halach is a pace of Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos. Was it Sukkah? Or Kedushin. Now I forgot. Right? The Halach is of getting ready for Shabbos. Hachana for Shabbos. So when is the mitzvah of Hachana for Shabbos? The mitzvah of Hachana for Shabbos is going to be involved starting when? Starting when it's already Shayich to this man of Shabbos. The Rambam we saw inside talks about Erev Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be involved personally in Kavod Shabbos, to go shopping or to go and, set up the house. Different things, Kavod Shabbos. But that mitzvah begins when it's in the zone of Shabbos. But if you're not yet in that zone, so then it's not negeh. It's not considered a Kavod of Shabbos. Mechayro, that could be a pshat in the Baal Amar. What are we talking about? And I want to address the mushal, right? It says, it's like bol arusaso bebeis chamov. Rachmal otlan, very severe. Why that mushal? Very strange mushal. Baal Amar maybe was bothered by that kasha. Strange mushal. Teretz is, first you have to be in arusa. How do you become in arusa with the matzah, so to speak? The way to become in arusa with the matzah is that it's now usher to eat chametz. Now I'm at a time when I'm already starting the halachas of matzah. It's usher to eat chametz. Now the only type of bread I'm going to be allowed to eat is this matzah bread. So I'm in this interim period where I'm not allowed to have the chametz. I'm not yet mitzvah on eating matzah. That's going to start tonight. That is mamish like in arusa. So it comes out very geshmak. The way the Baal Amar sets it up, the lashon of the Yushalmi is beautiful. Oichel matzah ber Pesach is bala resusa beis chamov. You have that period. You have the relationship with matzah where you're like, it's like in between engaged. You know, it's mamish engaged. It's in between dating and marriage. You know, you have this situation where you started the relationship, you made it more serious. Everything, all other chametz is already usher to you. But at the same time, you're not yet allowed to eat the matzah. That's going to be later, tonight, Bez Hashem. So therefore, Zakt Balamar, to say that it's negea in the morning when it's still mutter to eat chametz, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. It's got to start late at night. Oh, that's Geshmak Epshad and Balamar. The Ramban seems to be saying something else. How does the Ramban learn it up? The Ramban, I want to focus our attention for a second on the Rambam. You guys see that? Rambam? Rambam is Manim, yeah? The Rambam is Manim in the end of Perek Vav. Right, guys, I'm making it easy this time. You know, I'm telling you exactly where to find it. It's in Zmanim, yeah? So the Rambam in the end of Perek Vav brings down the halacha. He says, I'm going to read it inside. He says, Asru chachomim lechol matzah be'erev Pesach. He doesn't say any time zone, no time restrictions or qualifications. It's asur to eat matzah on erev Pesach. The pashtus is, it means the whole day. That's what asur means, erev Pesach. Doesn't say when. How's erev Pesach? Fine. Why, Dr. Rambam? The Rambam, kidei she'yeheker l'achilasoi be'erev. In order that it should be a heker for his eating in the evening. The Ramban seems to be introducing something else going on over here. Another nekuda. What's called heker l'achilasoi. What does that mean, heker l'achilasoi? Oh, I like that, Shraggy. Very good. Heker l'achilasoi. Let's bring it to shtel. Heker l'achilasoi. What's going on? What's heker l'achilasoi? Where do we find this musig of a heker? Speaking about shofar, right? On Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, we blow shofar. The Gemara asks the kasha, why do we blow? The Gemara says, what do you mean, why do we blow? It's a mefirsh pasuk, tiku. You have to blow. Fine. Bad question. The Gemara says, what I meant to ask was, Dr. Gemara, which Shraggy, it's in Zmanin. Hilchas Chametzu Matzah. Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, the end of Perek Vav. Okay? So we blow. The Gemara says, what I meant to ask was, not why do we blow on Rosh Hashanah. I meant, we're blowing on Arab Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow both? Why do we blow before davening? Why do we blow during davening? We're handling these discussions. So everybody knows that we blow Rosh Hashanah and Doraisa. We blow, heker means how do I explain it in English?
So it'll be no, like clearer. Understand.
Clearer, like to recognize something, to point something out. It should be clear. Yeah. We're going to explain the hacker right now. So the sort of hacker is that we blow during the whole Elul, right? But then we don't blow Erev Rosh Hashanah. We blow again on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, why? Why are we having that break? The Gemara says two reasons. The Gemara says one reason is to confuse the Satan. The Gemara says another reason is to have a heker between, beautiful. The Gemara says the second reason is to have a heker between the real tkiyas, which are on Rosh Hashanah, and the minig tkiyas, the tkiyas which are not real, which are during Elul. Okay? Now that I think about it, I don't remember if it's mamash first in the Gemara, or it's in the Paiskim, they speak it out. I forgot which one. But Al-Kapanim, this is the hesber that's given while we have that break. That break in the middle is for the heker in between. We'll find another dugma. Yeah? There's halacha in benching. We say the first three brachos, Hazan Asaylam, Allah Tzvalamazon, and Bnei Yerushalayim. And then, if you're not Sephardi, this is very strange, but we say Amen after the bracha. Amen? Why are we saying Amen? We never say Amen after a bracha. Zog the Mefarshim, the reason why we say Amen is because the last bracha is the Rabbanan. So we're differentiating between Doraisa and the Rabbanan. We want to make a heker, a clear differentiation between the two. Zog the Rambam, the reason why you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach is that there should be a hecker. So I'm suggesting that what he means is this nekuda. All year round, I'm allowed to eat matzah. I eat matzah all year round, especially if people are on diets, you know, not to mention anyone specific, right? People are, you eat matzah instead of speaking to the nutritionist. Like one matzah is like, you know, say it's a quarter of the calories of challah, right? So therefore, everybody's eating matzah all year round. Especially if you're, you know, back in the times of the Rambam, their matzahs were like lafas, it was pitas, it was geschmack. So we want to make a hecker between the matzahs, which are not the mitzvah, and the matzah of tonight, which is mamish, the mitzvah d'oraisa. Zok the Rambam. That hecker is achieved by not eating matzah the whole day. That day, no matzah. If I eat it in the morning, there's no hecker. Because maybe every day I wash in the morning and I don't wash later at night, right? So there's no hecker. The only way to make that hecker is to not eat bechalal, no matzah that whole day. It could be that that's also the lundus of the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't explain where it's coming from. He just points out that if you look at the Yerushalmi, it's mevur, it's talking about the whole day, right? So we explained in the Baal Amar, it's geshmak. It's based on the mashal, arusa, Erev Pesach, it has to be when there's already an engagement. That engagement took place through the Isser of Chometz. But I'm not yet up to the mitzvah of matzah. I'm like my engaged Kala, right? That is said by everybody in the right time. But Lemaisa, the Ramban, he doesn't like that shot. Like, what's the lumps of the Ramban? Lumps of the Ramban is we need a hecker between matzah, which is mutter, and matzah, which is the mitzvah. The chiyuv, Dr. Rambam, no eating the whole day. And that's also L'char the Pshat in the Rif, who also doesn't differentiate L'char the Pshat in the Ramban, who also says the whole day. We'll just turn our attention to the Rush. The Rush, how does he bring down this halacha in Simen Lamed, I think it is. If I remember correctly, it's the third parak. Third parak, where is the Rush? In nope, not Simon Lamed, Simon Zion, sorry. So the Rush says that he brings you Yerushalmi, he quotes the words of the Rif, and then he says, "Venire didavka mizman iser chometz ve'elech." Nire didavka mizman iser chometz ve'elech. It seems that it's only from when the Isser Chometz starts. He doesn't explain. What do you mean, v'nire? What about it is nire like that? Why would I think that that's how it should be? So Alpita Hezbe, that we said before from the Baal Amar, it's kishmak, because the mussel of Arusa and the idea of being engaged to the matzah, so to speak, you're getting ready for that night. So therefore, it's going to be only also when there's Isser Chometz. Now, Be'ez Hashem, I hope that we're going to be able to appreciate this nekuda. Chazal in many places compare the taiva nashim to the taiva of achila, and the idea of eating lechem specifically. As a matter of fact, there's many areas of halacha which relate the idea of taivas nashim with the ideas of eating challah and things like that on Shabbos. So therefore, we have to understand that this musig, this mushal that we were getting involved over here, mamash is a very, very common mushal which Chazal use of somehow the taivas nashim with the taivas achila. Let's just be masbir a little bit, nekuda. This is a huge topic, tremendous topic. And obviously we can't discuss all of it right now, but just be mindful of one little nekuda, which I think for us, especially in this time, could be an area of avoida. A person is comprised, obviously, of two parts. There's the neshama and the guf, the physical part and the spiritual part. And the physical part is drawn to physical sensory pleasure. That's the metzias of a physical human being. That physical human being can be stimulated by all sorts of physical pleasures. You can enjoy a geshmak of food. You can enjoy something which, you know, succulent steak. You know, they make it look so good on these Pesach programs. I don't know how they do it. It's for sure not real, right? But Lamaisa, they have these things, and it's something which is, it's speaking directly to the physical body. That's what it's speaking to. The physical body. That's what it's addressing. There's another area which a person has a physical taiva, and that is the taiva of Nashim, obviously, which is also speaking directly to the physical body. It's something which a person, you know, you can have this musig of what's it called? Of sensory pleasure. It's totally physical, even without anything more. It's shaykh to have such a thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Torah, like we spoke about the fact that eating matzah is a mitzvah. What does it mean, a mitzvah? A mitzvah means that there's someone telling me, go ahead and eat this matzah. And there's a reason why I'm telling you to eat this matzah. There's a purpose. When I'm doing it for that purpose, so what I'm doing is I'm taking the physical pleasure and I'm indulging, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying that physical pleasure, but for a reason. And the reason is because Hashem told me, and I'm going to learn up the Haggadah. It's to remind me to appreciate the Emunah that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the Koiches that Hashem has, the Hashgacha Pratis. There's so many in Yanim, which we could talk about, Bez Hashem Barichos. But the person needs to think, that's the reason why I'm engaging in a physical pleasure. When we eat on every Shabbos, we're engaging in physical pleasure on Shabbos because we recognize that Hashem created the world and Hashem wants us as His chosen people. Hashem wants us to enjoy His world. The same is true with Taivas Nashim. The same is true in this area. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a certain Taiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a certain Koyach to create more Ovdei Hashem, more Bnei Yisrael. And we're supposed to be using that Koyach specifically for the tzibui, for the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something which is a yesod, which permeates every part of our life. Every part of our life, we're faced with a question. Why am I waking up in the morning? Why am I going to be involved in whatever activity I'm going to be involved in? And we should ask ourselves this question. Is it just the enjoyment? Is it just the physical body that's trying to, you know, feel good? Or is there somebody who is telling me what I should be doing and how to guide my life, how to live my life properly? And when we use that as the motivation for everything that we do in our life, so then it transforms those physical pleasures. We're still enjoying it. We're still having the physical pleasure. But it gets elevated and transformed to something which has more meaning, has value, has a chashivus. You have a guy who goes to Papagayo's, all you can eat, and he's just there to, you know, mamish, fresh his brains out, for lack of a better description. How does he feel afterwards? He doesn't feel geschmack. He feels like, oh, I can't believe I just did that. Oh my gosh. You know, it's not geschmack. But when a person is doing it for a positive purpose, you know, he's doing something which is righteous. He's doing something which has meaning. It reminds me of a story that there was a certain girl in Europe before the war, and she knew how to eat. Boy, did she know how to eat. She was the largest girl of the whole class, to say it nicely. And people used to make fun of her, obviously, but at a certain point, you know, like whatever, she got used to it, and she just kept on, you know, doing her thing. The war came, and unfortunately, Klal Yisrael suffered tremendously, and there was no food. And slowly but surely, she became just like everybody else. And they were taken away to a camp where they had to forced labor, and the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichrom, giving them a hard time with everything, making them work till a lot of them died from exhaustion. And what happened was, there was a group of Nazis who were joking around with another one of the Nazis there about how they eat too much. And what happened was that they said, eat too much. Oh, you're fat, you're like a fat Jew. So they're like, fat Jew, there's no fat Jews. Where's the fat Jews? So they said, look, we'll make you a deal. Whoever can eat more, if there's a Jew that can eat more than this Nazi who eats so much, so everybody has food, the shefa, for the next week. But if not, it's going to be terrible. We're going to eliminate even more than what we've been giving till now. So this is how they were going to have some fun at the expense of this overweight Nazi. So what happens is, they're like, oh my gosh, terrible thing, what are we going to do? And eventually there were some girls who were friends with this girl. They're like, hello, you know how to eat. You're the one. So they're like, okay, fine. So she goes, she hasn't eaten in years. She babish, you know, she doesn't know how to eat anymore. She has a tiny little belly. Who knows what she could handle? And they put her up there with all the food. And this overweight Nazi, he's going in and eating and like getting it, you know, mamish like the hot dog competition. He's just stuffing it up as fast as he could, you know? And she's sitting there taking her time. Oh, it's geschmack. Ah, what a good piece of meat. One after the next. Oh, I can have some salad. It's so good, you know? But slowly, with an enjoyment and a purpose. And she realizes the whole time, you know, like the entire camp, all the yidden here are relying on me. I can't give up. I have to enjoy this and I have to eat as much as I can in the right way. And this Nazi is going, it's getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And she's looking over to the other table and she's like, I don't get it. How is she like? She looks like she's actually enjoying herself, stuffing her face, enjoying herself. What's going on? And at a certain point, she's about to explode. And she looks the other way to the Jew and she sees the Jew, you know, whispers something to one of the Nazis. And she's like, oh, they're cheating. They're cheating. Cheating. What's cheating? They're like, yeah, she's telling her tips or whatever. So she's like, no, what did you say, Jew? What did you say? Cheating. I said, this is so good. I could eat a whole nother one. And that the Nazi's like, oh my gosh, forget it. No way. I can't. She's enjoying the overeating. I can't believe it. So Baruch Hashem, you know, Klai Yisrael had a big atzala from that one. But the nekuda is that when we get involved in the gashmius, if we're doing it for a purpose, if we're enjoying, you don't feel sick afterwards. You don't feel upset. You don't feel guilty. You don't feel like a lowlife afterwards. You feel like, Baruch Hashem, I did a tremendous thing. And that's something which we keep in mind. Every time we overcome a nisayon, and every time we use the taiva for something positive, that's great. It's wonderful. It's a very chashuv azach. One of the nekudas of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to teach us that message. Because Mitzrayim was shtufei zima. They were involved in every form of znus. And Klai Yisrael stayed separate. Klai Yisrael stayed am kadosh. It says there was only one woman that was ever violated by the Mitzrayim because she was not tznius enough. But other than that, Klai Yisrael is Am Kadosh. And therefore, it's something which gives us chizuk. Be'ezus Hashem, we should have extra siyata d'shmaya. We should daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyata d'shmaya. To enjoy His world, He gives us so much, like we spoke about yesterday in Birkas HaIlonos, that Birkas HaIlonos, that Hashem is giving us chesed. He's giving us pleasure. We just need to enjoy it properly. Be'ezus Hashem, we should have the siyata d'shmaya. To enjoy it properly, to get the chizuk from Pesach. Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow, B'li Neder, Be'ez Hashem, we'll just talk a little bit about some of the minhagim lemaisa that people have as far as chametz and other various, as far as eating, not eating matzah, even before Erev Pesach. Rosh Chodesh, all those other things like that. Be'ez Hashem. And we'll talk about other types of food the rest of the day on Erev Pesach. Be'ez Hashem.